ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 18. I just wanted to read the chapter summary of Lord Vamanadev, the dwarf incarnation. We'll discuss the pastime, but I thought I'll read the description of Lord Vamanadev from Prabhupada's writings directly. So the chapter summary as follows. This chapter describes how Lord Vamanadev appeared and how he went to the sacrificial arena of Maharaj Bali, who received him well and fulfilled his desire by offering him benedictions. Lord Vamanadev appeared in this world from the womb of Aditi, completely equipped with conch shell, disc, club and lotus. His bodily hue was blackish and he was dressed in yellow garments. Lord Vishnu appeared at an auspicious moment on Sravana Dwadasi, when the Abhijit star had risen. At that time, in all the three worlds, including the higher planetary system, outer space and this earth, all the demigods, the cows, the brahmanas, and even the seasons were happy because of God's appearance. Therefore, this auspicious day is called Vijaya, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has a Sachid Ananda body, appeared as the son of Kashyapa and Aditi. Both of his parents were very astonished. After his appearance, the Lord assumed the form of a dwarf, Vamana. All the great sages expressed their jubilation, and with Kashyapa Muni before them, they performed the birthday ceremony of Lord Vamana. At the time of Lord Vamanadev's sacred thread ceremony, he was honored by the sun god, Brihaspati, the goddess of He was honored by the sun god, Brihaspati, the goddess presiding over the planet Earth, the deity of the heavenly planets, his mother, Lord Brahma, Kuvera, the seven rishis and others. Lord Vamanadev then visited the sacrificial arena on the northern side of the Narmada River at the field known as Bhrugukacha, where brahmanas of Bhrigu dynasty were performing yajnas. Wearing a belt made of munja straw, an upper garment of deer skin and a sacred thread, and carrying in his hands a danda, an umbrella and a water pot, kamandalu, Lord Vamanadev appeared in the sacrificial arena of Maharaj Bali. Because of his transcendentally effulgent presence, all the priests were diminished in their prowess, and thus they all stood up from their seats and offered prayers to Lord Vamanadev. Even Lord Shiva accepts on his head the Ganges water generated from the toe of Lord Vamanadev. Therefore, after washing the Lord's feet, Bali Maharaj immediately accepted the water from the Lord's feet on his head and felt that he and his predecessors had certainly been glorified. Then Bali Maharaj inquired of Lord Vamanadev's welfare and requested the Lord to ask him for money, jewels or anything he might desire. ॐ अज्ञान तिमिरन्धस्य गणञ्जना शलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितमेन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय बुद्धले श्रीमते देवामृत स्वामिनीति नामिने Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamani. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini. Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Desharini. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. So there is this famous verse that describes the Mahajans. Swayambhu Narada Sambhu, Kumaro Kapila Manu, Prahlada Janaka Bhishma Bali Vyasaki Vayam. So Bali Maharaj is actually one of the Mahajans, and so is his grandfather Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlada Janaka Bhishma Bali Vyasaki Vayam. And it's mentioned how Prahlad Maharaj witnessed two amazing pastimes of the Lord, namely appearance of Narsingadev, and he was also witnessing the pastimes of Vamanadev's appearance. So there is this famous sloka Prabhupada would often quote, Dharmasya Tattvam Nihitam Guhayam Mahajana Yena Gata Sapanta. Meaning, like, Guha could mean like deep within the heart or a cave. And Prabhupada gives the example, if something valuable is hidden in a cave and you don't know how to search for it, but if somebody else does know the direction how to get to the cave and you just simply follow them, and you know, the task becomes easy. Similarly, by following in the footsteps and hearing the pastimes of Mahajans like Bali Maharaj, our goal of life can become very easy. And Bali Maharaj is actually the person who attained perfection of this Atma Nivedanam. We have this famous sloka by Prahlad Maharaj, the nine processes of devotional service. Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atma Nivedanam. Completely surrendering oneself to Vishnu. Bali Maharaj is the great example of Atma Nivedanam. So the pastime goes like this. Prabhupada explains how Krishna is within everyone's heart. Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hirdesha Arduna Tishtati. Lord is situated in everyone's heart and He knows everyone. So Krishna knows that Bali Maharaj was the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj and he was a great devotee at heart. So Krishna appeared as Vamanadev and approached Bali Maharaj in order to return back the kingdoms that he is taken from the demigods. And Prabhupada explains how Lord Vamanadev made a trick. This is a beautiful description of how Vamanadev actually appears in the sacrificial arena of Bali Maharaj. And we can see from the beautiful paintings, usually Krishna is actually described as somebody who's got hair as black as crow, feathers of crows, blackish curly hair. But Vamanadev, he has got the blonde hair. In the West, especially when you have blonde hair, you consider like beautiful, whether you're a man or a woman. Is source of everything. Vamanadev, he's got beautiful blonde hair. And when you see in the material world, somebody is a dwarf, especially when they grow up, their features are like, you know, not very nice. They're like deformed and short and like this. But Vamanadev, even though he's called a dwarf, but his features were so beautiful, he just pretty much looked like a small child. So he appeared in the sacrificial arena And he requested from Bali Maharaj, you performing such a great sacrifice, because Sukracharya engaged him in the sacrifice called Vishwajit. Vishwajit Yajna means pretty much you conquer the whole universe. And so that Sukracharya can become the guru of the whole universe. And this sacrifice was being performed in the bank of river Narmada. And Vamanadeva approached him and said, I'm at your door and I'm a Brahmana. Will you kindly give me some donation? And Bali welcomes the Lord with so much enthusiasm, glorifies the Lord and offers him anything he wanted. There's like a whole list of slokas. Bali Maharaj offers to Vamanadeva, would you like some gold, or you look like a little child. Usually children are very fond of nice eatables. Would you like some delicious food? Furnished home, wife from a Brahmin community, property, villages. He was offering all the best. Sometimes we also get like donations of like, you know, land or cars or like that, but it'll be useless. Nothing will grow on the land or the car wouldn't start, you know. But they say, you guys are good at chanting mantras. Maybe you can, you know, figure out how to deal with this. We can't do anything with it. But Vamanadeva is being offered here in this chapter all the best things. He was offering first-class charity, Bali Maharaj. He was even offering horses, elephants. I was thinking how in Kali Yuga we can imagine this, you know, accepting or giving this charity of elephants. There is this famous temple in South India called Guruvayur, Kerala. And they're famous for maintaining like many elephants so the Lord can go in procession and like this. So one person, this is actually a tradition. If something big, you want something, you desire something really big and it happens, then you pray to the Lord, oh, I will give you an elephant in as an offering for fulfilling my desire. So this person wanted to offer an elephant to the temple and the temple refused it. The temple said, oh, you know, we can't deal with elephants. No, thank you. And this person was so offended, he actually sued the temple, took him to the court, and he actually won the case. The court said, you know, this is the tradition that's been going on for such a long time, and this person has such a deep sentiment. So you have to accept the elephant. At least we don't have this kind of problems in ISKCON. So he was offering all kinds of wonderful things in charity to Vamanadeva. And Vamanadeva also glorified Bali Maharaj very nicely. And Vamanadeva said, I know you have power to give so much, but I just want to request from you only 3 steps of land. And Bali was actually very taken back, especially dwarves have, you know, very small steps. And Bali Maharaj said, you know, you're proving that, you know, you're a little child and your intelligence is not so developed. Because I'm the king of the universe. You know, why are you asking 3 steps? I can give you a whole planet if you so desire. Like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, that don't go to a king and ask him for a pinch of ashes. The king can give you so many things. He would say this in reference to going to Krishna and asking for something cheap. So Bali Maharaj was surprised and he asked him, are you sure you just wanted, you know, 3 steps of land? And Vamanadeva preached to all of humanity all time to come with his reply. And Vamanadeva said, in this material world, people are never satisfied. The more you have, the more you want. I don't require more than 3 steps because One who is not self-satisfied, even if he has all the sense objects in the world, he will still not be happy. So this way, Vamanadeva was explaining this philosophy. Krishna also explains in the Gita, Dushparayana Analena Cha, the lust is never satisfied. It's like pouring fuel on fire. The more you pour, the more it gets bigger and bigger. Like Srila Prabhupada said, to be actually happy, all we need is three things. We need chanting. We have to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We need nice prasadam and association of devotees. That's all we need to actually be happy. Many times we talk to devotees, even wealthy personalities. They tell us how their happiest days were when they were in the ashram, you know, just eating, taking prasadam with everybody, you know, sleeping with other devotees and just doing some menial service. Even though they're millionaires, they're still not happy. They cannot find the same experience as they used to find in the ashram life. So Bali Maharaj said, okay, if you insist that's all you want, three steps of land, I can give it to you, so be it, you know. And Sukracharya, the spiritual master of Bali Maharaj, he intervened. Prabhupada says, Prabhupada translates Sukracharya means the seminal acharya or professional guru. So Sukracharya, he was a very learned scholar actually. He knew everything. And he could see that this Vamanadeva is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu. And he's come to cheat Bali. He will ask something and then he will take everything from Bali. And he knew it. And Prabhupada explained, sometimes this cheating is also done by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, for the sake of his devotee. And Prabhupada explained, this is not actually cheating. Prabhupada gives the example of a father. If two kids are fighting, two of the sons are fighting, one brother is taking the toy of another brother, and they're both like crying and fighting, the father says to the one that who took the toy and said, let me see this toy. So he takes it from the son and gives it to the other. So Prabhupada gives the example that how, you know, Vamanadeva is cheating Bali Maharaj, but it's done out of affection. Because both of them are his devotees. Indra, who lost the kingdom, and Bali Maharaj, who is possessing the kingdom, both are devotees. So out of affection, he's doing this. And Prabhupada explains, this cheating propensity is there in the Supreme. Otherwise, how we get it? But the thing is, we usually misuse this propensity and engage it in our sense gratification. And Sukracharya, spiritual master of Bali Maharaj, it's mentioned that it's not like Bali Maharaj approached him and said like, oh, initiate me and, you know, enlighten me like this. But Bali actually lost his life in a war with Indra. And Sukracharya actually brought him back to life. Like in Christianity, they make a big deal about rose from the dead. But the Bhagavatam is so many instances where like dead people come back to life. And Sukracharya brought Bali Maharaj back to life. So Sukracharya can see that, you know, Bali is about to give the three steps of land to Vamanadeva, and Vamanadeva will take everything, which means, you know, Sukracharya will also not have anything. So having this self-interest in mind, Sukracharya intervened and said, you can break this promise. You can withdraw this promise, he ordered. And certain situations Sukracharya gave to Bali Maharaj and said, you can actually break promise in these situations. And he said, one can speak lie when you're pacifying woman, if your life is in danger, if a cow is under brahmanas or in danger, and for joke, livelihood, marriage, and attack from enemy. In these circumstances, you can actually tell a lie. So in other words, Sukracharya is telling Bali Maharaj, it's no harm. Because if you give everything to Vishnu, then you will have nothing to eat. In this situation, your life is in danger, you can break the promise. And Sukracharya had a sloka for every situation. So, he intervened and said, don't promise this Vamanadev anything. He is actually Lord Vishnu, he's come to cheat you. And Bali Maharaj became enlightened. Prabhupada says, oh, he is Lord Vishnu? But you have taught me that everything should be given to Vishnu. So if Vishnu has come at my door, why are you not to make any promise? In other words, he's saying, why you're asking me not to make any promise? And Bali Maharaj thought for a second and immediately he said, I want to reject you as my spiritual master. I don't want anything to do with you. Everything to Vishnu, everything first, Sukracharya says that everything should be offered to Vishnu. Then Vishnu appears and asks for something. Then he says, don't give. So Prabhupada says, saying that, you know, what is this? This is cheating. First you say something, then when it's about to happen, then you say something else. And Prabhupada explains how usually when you accept a spiritual master, it's actually a great sin to reject the spiritual master for any reason. But because Sukracharya is going against the Shastric injunction that and saying that we shouldn't surrender to Vishnu, so in this occasion, in this circumstance, Prabhupada explains how this kind of guru should be rejected. And after rejecting his spiritual master, Bali Maharaj said to Vamanadev, yes, I shall give you. You please take your 3 steps of land. So in the pastimes it explains how with 1 step, Vamanadev, even though he was the size of a dwarf, he grew so big. With 1 step, he actually covered all the lower planetary systems. And with the 2nd step, he actually covered all the higher planetary systems. So much so, his toe actually pierced this Viraja Nadi. And the water that bathed his feet appeared in this world as Ganges. And Vamanadev, with his 2 steps, he covered everything that Bali Maharaj had. And immediately Garuda appeared on the scene and arrested Bali Maharaj because he promised 3 steps of land, but he couldn't fulfill his promise. Actually, I was reading in Krishna book how Srimati Radharani, talks to Uddhava. And expresses his heart how Krishna is a cheater. And she gives this as an example. How Krishna in the pastime of Vamanadev, he took everything and arrested him like a crow. How can you trust such a person as your Krishna like this? So there was no room for the 3rd step. Immediately Bali Maharaj said, you can put your 3rd step on my head. I surrender my life completely. So, Bali Maharaj surrendered everything, sarvatma swapateyam, Prabhupada says, his personal property, personal body, everything, he gave it to Krishna. Atma nivedanam. And what is the result? The result is that Vamanadev was conquered by Bali Maharaj. But Ajito P. Jita Trais Trilokyam says in the Bhagavatam. Krishna is usually called Ajita unconquerable, but he is actually conquered by his devotee's love. So in exchange of Bali Maharaj's surrender, Vamanadev actually, Prabhupada explains, gave him a whole planet and became a doorkeeper in the Suthala planet. In this way, Bali Maharaj is showing what is actually true greatness, that how to be true and faithful to the Lord, even in the midst of great difficulties, trials and tribulations. So we can learn so much from these pastimes. I was actually thinking, you know, how practical is this pastime, how much actually we can follow, and what I was thinking, what examples we have in ISKCON that shows like great surrender like this. And it came to mind this devotee, His Holiness Radhanath Swami's disciple, Gopinath Prabhu, who used to live in West Virginia, a householder. At that time he just had like a little infant child and like this. And Shyam Sundar Prabhu, he actually developed some kind of liver disease. And he went to see the doctors, and the doctors saw his situation and said, you need actually a liver transplant. And to get a liver transplant, it's a long waiting list. Even movie stars and, you know, sports athletes and musicians, they all in waiting list. So Shyam Sundar Prabhu asked, how long is the waiting list? He said, oh, 3 years. So Shyam Sundar Prabhu asked, like, what will happen in 3 years? Basically you will die. That was the conclusion. So Radhanath Maharaj and Malati Mataji, they actually advertised in Krishna ISKCON website saying this is the situation of Shyam Sundar Prabhu, and if somebody wants to come forward and donate their liver, then please do so. And next time when Shyam Sundar Prabhu went to see the doctor, they were so surprised. They thought, they asked him, who are you, you know, who are you? And Shyam Sundar Prabhu said, I don't know, what do you mean? He said, so many people have been calling to donate their liver to you. Even big people with so much money couldn't do this. Who are you? So anyways, one such person that came forward to donate the liver was this householder, and they tested both of their blood and whatever is necessary, and it perfectly matched. So this devotee Gopinath Prabhu went to his wife and said, you know, this is what I want to do. I want to give my liver. And you have to give 3/4 of your liver to Shyam Sundar Prabhu in order for him to survive, which means the chances are you will die. And his wife, the wife of this Gopinath Prabhu, who has just a little kid and is just newly married and like this. And she said, you know, you will never get another opportunity like this to serve Prabhupada. So please, go ahead and, you know, do this sacrifice. So the doctors explained to the Gopinath Prabhu what is the risk involved. You're going to give 3/4 of your liver, and it's like a 10-hour operation side by side, and it's going to be a lot of pain, and it's going to take like 6 months even to be able to go back to work. And so this Prabhu actually went ahead and did this, gave the donation, operation was successful, and both of them are surviving in Krishna consciousness. So it's an amazing example of how, you know, by giving to Krishna, even though we have nothing to give, whatever little bit we have, by giving it to Krishna completely, you know, we are never the loser. Krishna will always reciprocate. Just a couple of things about Jiva Goswami. I don't know so much if any of the scholars present here want to add. Please feel free to do so. So Jiva Goswami, it's explained that in the spiritual world, he's Vilasa Manjari. That is his swarup. He appeared in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes to spread Krishna consciousness. And Jiva Goswami was actually the greatest scholar, practically speaking, in the earth planet, in his time and all time to come. He wrote so many amazing books, like Sat Sandarbhas, Gopal Champu, and Harinama Vyakarana. These are like his three of his most famous works. And he was an amazing preacher. He was responsible for the first book distribution. Requested by Janava Devi, Jiva Goswami asked Srinivasacharya, Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamananda Pandit, asked all of them to actually take the writings of Goswamis from Vrindavan to translate them in Bengali and distribute them in Bengal and Orissa. And this way, they initiated like hundreds and thousands of devotees. And Jiva Goswami was the one, he personally had Krishna Balaram deities that he personally made, and he worshipped with so much devotion. But Jiva Goswami was the one who worshipped the Radha Damodar in Seva Kunj, in Vrindavan. And we all know how he had such a great birth. He was born in a Saraswat Brahman family. His father's name was Vallabha, and his uncles, they were called Dabir Ka, Sakar Malik, who were Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, who were like millionaires. But Jiva Goswami was never attracted to any of these material things. Since childhood, he was so devoted and fixed, and he was so into assisting his uncles and Lord Chaitanya in spreading Krishna consciousness. And Srinivasa Acharya has written beautiful song, Sad Goswami Ashtakam, and the glorification of six Goswamis, which includes Jiva Goswami. And Prabhupada explains how by taking shelter of the six Goswamis, all the obstacles that may come in the path of our devotional path will be removed, and we can make swift progress in the goal of life, Krishna Prem. So I'll stop here. Is there anything, anyone? Yes, Prabhu, Tattva with Prabhu. I don't know, Druta Karma Prabhu probably knows. Where is the Narmada River? Central India, okay.
You mentioned just a minute ago something about the deities, Radha Damodar. And you said also Krishna Balaram. What did you say about Krishna Balaram?
Jiva Goswami had this Krishna Balaram deities that were his personal deities that he made himself. And he was worshipping Krishna Balaram from childhood with a lot of ecstasies. Right, Acharya Narottam? Say in the microphone.
No, he says that when he was a little child, he made those deities to Krishna Balaram. When he was a child, before going to bed, he used to embrace his deities and fall asleep, embracing his deities.
Jai. Vamanadev ki jai, Bali Maharaj ki jai, Jiva Goswami Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.